Hail, thou once despised Jesus, hail, thou Galilean King, thou didst suffer to release us, thou didst free salvation bring. Hail, thou universal Savior, who hast borne our sin and shame, by whose merits we find favor, life is given through thy name. Paschal Lamb by God appointed, all our sins on thee were laid, by almighty love anointed, thou hast full atonement made. Every sin may be forgiven through the virtue of thy blood. Open is the gate of heaven. Peace is made twixt God and God. Jesus, hail, enthroned in glory, there forever to abide. All the heavenly hosts adore thee, seated at thy Father's side. Therefore, sinners, thou art pleading, there thou dost our place prepare, ever for us interceding, till in glory we appear. Worship, honor, power, and blessing, thou art worthy to receive. Loudest praises without ceasing, marriage is for us to give. Help, ye bright angelic spirits, bring your sweetest troublous lays. Help us sing our Savior's merits. Help to chant Emmanuel's praise. Amen.
The introit is also on your pink sheet, and then we begin with page 137. We stand. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In him is salvation, life, and resurrection from the dead. By him we are redeemed and set at liberty. God be merciful unto us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. In him is salvation, life, and resurrection from the dead. By him we are redeemed and set at liberty. The Kyrie.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, grant us grace so to contemplate the passion of our Lord, that we may find therein forgiveness for our sins. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Old Testament reading for Holy Tuesday is from the 11th chapter of Jeremiah. Now the Lord gave me knowledge of it, and I know it, for you showed me their doings. But I was like a docile lamb brought to the slaughter, and I did not know that they had devised schemes against me, saying, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be remembered no more." But, O Lord of hosts, you who judge righteously, testing the mind and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have revealed my cause. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. As for me, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. We stand. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this purpose I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. Therefore, the people who stood by and heard it said that it had thundered. Others said, an angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice did not come because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself. This he said, signifying by what death he would die. The people answered him, we have heard from the law that the Christ remains forever. And how can you say the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said to them, a little while longer the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed, and was hidden from them. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him, that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled which he spoke. Lord, who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. these things Isaiah said when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Page 141, the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Hymn 121 in your blue hymnal. On the cross extended, see, world, your Lord ascended. Your Savior yields his breath, the Prince of Life from heaven, himself has freely given. To shame and blows and bitter death. Come see these things and ponder. Your soul will fill with wonder. As blood streams from each pore, through grief beyond all knowing, from his great heart came flowing, sighs welling from its deepest core. I caused your grief and sighing, by evils multiplying, as countless as the sands, I caused all woes unnumbered, with which your soul is cumbered, your sorrows raised by wicked hands. Your cords of love, my Savior, bind me to you forever. I am no longer mine. To you I gladly tender all that my life can render, and all I have to you resign. Our sermon text is from John chapter 12, verse 28. Father, glorify your name. And then a voice from heaven came saying, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. When the Greeks arrive, Jesus proclaims to them, John 12, 23, the hour has come for the Son of Man that he should be glorified. Well, that hour that has come and will soon transpire is nothing other than the hour of his death. The death of Jesus and the glorification of Jesus are one and the same thing. Now, the death of Jesus, though, will be like no other man. The death of Jesus will be like no other man. When Jesus' human soul thinks about these ramifications of his death, it recoils at it, just as a hand immediately pulls back when it touches a hot stove. Nevertheless, Jesus does not pray, Father, save me from this hour. Instead, Jesus submits to that substitutionary death. Now, when the believer dies in Christ, there is the accompanying knowledge of the forgiveness of sins. There is the comfort of the gospel that we are not being punished for our sins, and we know that we are only passing through the shadow of death. However, in the death of Jesus, there is no forgiveness, only vengeance. Our Jesus is paying the price which we could not pay. Jesus, in his death, is suffering the wages of sin, and not just for one man. But he is paying the price for all humanity. The punishment for every person was laid upon Jesus. He would not just pass through the shadow of death. He would bear the full weight of death and hell. Now, in a rather imperfect example, we might think of a medical procedure in which we know that there will be pain, but we push through it because we know it is good for us, or a needle in which you grit your teeth, but then it is over, or the recovery of a surgery, or even childbirth, I guess. At no point, though, did our Savior have second thoughts. He goes to the cross fully knowing what shall happen to him. When he thinks of his hour, his suffering, death, his crucifixion, the forsakenness of the Father, he makes it clear. He says, I would never pray, Father, save me from this hour. But despite what was to come, Jesus willingly desired to do it. He did it for us. Jesus looked death and hell right in the face and said, Father, glorify your name. That is, let me die for their sins and let me be cursed on the tree that they might have eternal life. Yes, for him pain, yes, but for us, he knew what good it would bring. Jesus' will is in perfect obedience with his heavenly Father's will. Jesus even tells a mini parable, if you will, about a grain of wheat that must die in order that it would produce much grain. Well, Jesus is that grain of wheat. Through his death, Jesus produces much fruit. Through the suffering and death of God's Son, many sons of God will spring up. Now, in today's text, the Heavenly Father audibly answers Jesus' prayer. Now, normally, Jesus didn't hear audible word from heaven. And so similarly, when our prayers are spoken, there is without an acknowledgement. This is the usual way that it is. But there are a few times in the scriptures in which the Heavenly Father did respond with a heavenly display. At the baptism, and then later at the transfiguration of Jesus, he did respond, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And so here too, a voice came from heaven saying, "I have both glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Like we in our human nature, Jesus prayed that the Father heard and answered his prayer. And, well, he knew that because of the promises that were given in the Word of God. Likewise, we don't really need a response from our Father that he agrees, because we pray according to the will of God. We do it in keeping with his Word. Similarly, then, Jesus didn't really need to hear the voice from heaven, but the voice came. And similar to Saul's conversion on the road to Damascus, where the Lord Jesus spoke to him, some understood the words and, well, others did not. Evidently, Jesus' disciples who record this did understand those words. And Jesus, furthermore, goes on to explain those audible words were spoken for the benefit of his disciples. They needed to know that the hour of Jesus' death was also the glorification of the Father's name. And God's name is the revelation of who he is and of all of his attributes. Exodus 34, 6 through 7 describes our triune God in this way. "The Lord, the Lord, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin." And so even here, when it speaks of this revelation of the name, it's talking about who he is and all of that, the mercy, the love, the long-suffering, everything. This vision from from the Heavenly Father draws attention to the arrival of Jesus' hour. The death of Jesus Christ is the most important event in all of human history. There is no other event that will result in such great change. In the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve were spared, and they did not receive immediate death so that this hour might come and the atonement might be made. In addition to the salvific and gospel comforts which Christ's death does bring to us, we also find in today's text that there is judgment. Jesus says, "Now the judgment of this world, now the ruler of this world will be cast out." You see, with every victory, something must be defeated. In the death of Christ, the accusations and the lies of the ruler of this world is exposed, and he is defeated. The opinion of this world, which seeks to ridicule the crucifixion, is overturned. At the cross, we find victory, and the devil and his children find utter defeat. The Father's voice once again draws attention to his will. The Father has brought glory to his beloved Son. The Father has approved of his work for us. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Father here gives his amen. And now, when he says that death is the hour which has come, the Father says, "Yes, that's it." And he assures us that the Father's name is glorified in the death of Jesus for the atonement of our sins. In Christ's suffering, the devil and his opinion, it is defeated. Last of all, Jesus explains why his death is the hinge for all human time. Having fulfilled that ancient promise to defeat the devil, things will be different from this point going forward. Jesus said, "And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself." Jesus' death on the cross will result in the production of much fruit. If the wheat seed dies, it produces much fruit. Our Jesus then will use this proclamation of his death to bring people to faith. After his resurrection, Jesus will send out his apostles to preach about this all-atoning death. They will seek to know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. The church's message will draw all people to himself. Now, sad to say, there will be those who will not believe, and Isaiah speaks of this. The devil has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts. I tell you, it is only through the word about the death of Jesus that God draws men to himself. Jesus says, while you have the light, Jesus, the word, the teaching, the death, while you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. The voice from heaven was for our sake. The greatest event in all of human history is the death of Jesus Christ our Lord. The Father has glorified it, and he will glorify it again. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Page 143, Create in Me.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. Amen.
Let us pray. O Lord God, Father of mercies, who has not pleasure in the death of the wicked, but desires that the wicked would turn from their way and live, you who of your infinite goodness did deliver up your only begotten Son into death as a sacrifice for our sin, and for his sake we ask, remember not our sins of ingratitude or indifference, but have mercy on us and forgive us all our sins. As your dear Son was wounded for our transgressions, and by his stripes we are healed, let us daily, with true repentance and sincere faith, meditate upon his passion, that his death may be our life and his righteousness our salvation, his conflict our victory and everlasting peace. Replenish us with your Holy Spirit, that loving you with our whole hearts we may walk in your ordinance blameless. Teach us to love one another, to bear one another's burdens, and so to fulfill the law of Christ, who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and who gave his life as a ransom for many. So help us likewise to love our enemies, and from our hearts to forgive everyone his trespasses against us. Let us follow the example of our Savior in patiently enduring the trials and afflictions of this present world, that having suffered with him, we may also be glorified with him. For his sake, bear all who cry unto you in sorrow and distress, and relieve them according to their several necessities. Once again, we bring before you the life of Chad, and we ask, dear Lord, that in your mercy and goodness, that your will would be done. Bestow your blessing upon the ministry of reconciliation. May the preaching of the cross be a message of peace and a power of God unto the ends of the earth, that the nations that sit in darkness may be delivered from sins and glorify your gracious name with all the saints. And we ask, embolden your ministers of the word to preach in season and out of season, Christ and him crucified, calling sinners to repentance and believers to rejoice in your salvation. May the death of your Son be our comfort in our last hour, and let us depart in peace to rise with him unto life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, O Lord. Good, right, and salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. On the tree of the cross you gave salvation to mankind, that whence death arose, thence life also might rise again. And that he who by a tree once overcame, likewise by a tree might be overcome, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord of heaven and earth, we praise and thank you for having had mercy on those whom you created, sending your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, have mercy on us.
O Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world,
grant us your peace. Let the partaking of your body, O Lord Jesus Christ, which I, though unworthy, do presume to receive, according to your loving kindness, be profitable to me, for the receiving of forgiveness of sins, life and salvation, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God, now and forever. Amen. I will receive the bread of heaven and call upon the name of the Lord. Lord, I'm not worthy you should come under my roof, but only speak the word, and my soul shall be healed. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, and so shall I be saved from my enemies. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for me, preserve my body and soul unto life everlasting. Amen. Come. Take indeed, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given into death for all of your sins. Take indeed, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take indeed, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take indeed, the true body of Christ, given for you. Take indeed, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Take and drink the true blood of Christ shed for you. May this true body and blood strengthen and preserve you, body and soul, unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. past our lips as food, O Lord. May we possess in purity of heart what is given us in time, be our healing for eternity. Then admit us without the Gloria. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endures forever.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. We implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.